Welcome to Rise Up, Live Joy Your Way with Kamini Wood. It's time to step into your power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Rise Up, Live Joy Your Way. I am Kamini Wood, and for those of you who are unfamiliar with who I am actually a mother of five myself, and I am also a certified life and wellness coach. I work with individuals on healing the relationship with themselves and ending the outsourcing of self-worth so that my clients can go on to have healthier relationships and to really define success and happiness for themselves and really stand in their own unique power and recognize the value that they bring to this world, not being a carbon copy of somebody else, but really just being exactly who they are. Today, I wanted to talk about motivation. I have found that this has been coming up more and more in conversations with clients and potential clients about the lack of motivation or the need to get motivated to do something. And I just wanted to sort of talk through the differences between types of motivation, as well as how we can help ourselves when it comes to staying motivated or getting motivated. I mean, right now, with the pandemic of 2020, there's a lot going on. There's, again, a lot of uncertainty. We have shifted from, you know, possibly going to the office every day to having to do our work at home, managing virtual school. Our kids are kind of in flux with their emotions and what's going on with them. There's just a lot happening from an emotional standpoint. And so it can be difficult to stay motivated. So I just wanted to kind of talk this through as we are all wading through these times and trying to figure out how could we help ourselves stay motivated and work through these times. So where to begin? The very first thing to really understand is the difference between the two types of motivation, one being extrinsic and the other being intrinsic. Extrinsic motivation really describes a situation where we engage in activity because it leads to some other separate consequence. Or in other words, we do something because it leads to a specific outcome that might be linked to a reward, or it could be an avoidance of some negative result. And so extrinsic motivation is really motivation that lives outside of us. It's from some external force. And it actually can undermine our sense of autonomy because it uses rewards to get us to do something, or it tries to control our behavior in avoidance of something else. And so what happens is it encourages competence without actually owning it. So it really doesn't help build our self-confidence. It has the masking of building self-confidence, but in reality, because it lives outside of us, when that external thing that's pushing us to go forward isn't there, we then feel as though we can't get things done, and it actually depletes our self-confidence that we can actually do something. So it's actually negating our autonomy when we are looking extrinsically for the motivation. In contrast, of course, you have intrinsic motivation, where we choose to do something. We choose to do an activity because it's either interesting to us or it is spontaneously satisfying, and we actually get positive results, positive feelings that come from participating in that activity. Extrinsic motivations are really pulling you to something, versus intrinsic motivators are actually pushing. So it's really the distinction between pull and push. With extrinsic motivation, you are being pulled towards something, and when you do it on your own from an internal perspective, you're actually pushing yourself to that goal or a thing that you're trying to accomplish. So what really influences our motivation? Well, a few things. One is our evolutionary history. That definitely, our personal histories and our personal experiences can definitely influence our intrinsic motivation level. Our own personality traits will definitely have effect. Our psychological traits will have an effect. And then honestly, emotions. The emotions that we're feeling definitely impact our intrinsic motivation. which is why it's so important that we don't suppress our emotions, but we actually allow our emotions to do exactly what they're meant to do. They're meant to be in motion. They're meant to move through us. What happens when we suppress them and we try to put them in a box is that they're still there. They're still alive, but they're not actually being dealt with. And so when we are suppressing and masking and trying to ignore the emotions that we're feeling, that inadvertently is going to actually affect whether or not we're able to sustain our intrinsic motivation. There are a couple of theories of motivation. One is the drive theory of motivation. This actually tells us that our physiological needs originate in our bodies. And so as our physiological system attempts to maintain health, it registers in our brain a psychological drive to satisfy that physiological craving and motivates us to bring our system from deficiency toward this concept of homeostasis. So the biological need turns into a psychological motive, which then drives us to satisfy that need, causing us to, there's this increased tension until we actually do the thing to satisfy our need. Another theory of motivation is goal motivation. When talking about motivation, the topic of goals inevitably comes up. So as a cognitive mental event, a goal is something that causes you to spring into action. And this functions as that moving force that energizes and directs us to actually move in purposeful ways. Goals, like mindsets, beliefs, expectations, or self-concept, are sources of internal motivation. They together are referred to as cognition. So what happens is these cognitive sources of motivation involve our way of thinking and unite together that springs us into action. So when we think about it and we set goals for ourselves and then we break them down into those palatable pieces where we can actually meet the smaller ones in order to get to the larger goal, that is a way of building up our intrinsic motivation, because that is coming from an inside out perspective. We are setting the goal. The goal is not being set for us. So if we think about it from, you know, a parent perspective, as I mentioned, I'm the mom of five, so I understand how I've seen it happen in my own children, where, and also just in the realm of the things that they've been involved in and watching other kids and things like that. When parents, for instance, you know, tell their child to do something, that extrinsic motivator and the goal setting for the child can last for a certain amount of time. But eventually, if that child doesn't internalize and have that goal for themselves, eventually it dissipates, because it has to come from the inside out. It has to be part of your own psychological construct. It's almost as if, you know, you look at it as a fire. A fire will smolder when it's outside of ourselves, but when the fire is inside of ourselves and we keep feeding it and we keep doing the things to keep building it up, the fire will stay alive, which is why positive emotions are so important in terms of building up our intrinsic motivation. When something positive happens and we acknowledge it and we take the time to really celebrate ourselves, that positivity will help build up our intrinsic motivation. Actually, Barbara Fredrickson's research talks about how positive emotions broaden our perception and increase the positive effect on well-being. Well, that's actually so true when we're talking about how do we increase our internal motivation. Well, when we have positive emotions and positive feelings, we're able to build on those. We're able to show that, we're able to celebrate ourselves. It builds our internal self-confidence. And what happens is then we want to do that more and more and more, which actually leads to our sustaining that internal motivation. And, you know, I hear about this all the time from clients. It's like, you know, I keep losing my motivation. And one of the things we always talk about is, well, how often do you actually celebrate your wins, big or small? And it's so important, because when we have those positive emotions, it definitely creates that upward spiral where, you know, you have the positive emotion, it actually increases, you celebrate it, it increases more creativity. And from there, you're driven to do even more and more and more. So when we think about this, I mean, it really comes down to this concept of self-determination theory, where you are, first and foremost, your behaviors are driven by the need for growth. And when we can integrate that into our own self-concept and we are able to actualize our personal potential, it helps us want to continue to drive to do more things, more novel things. And then, of course, secondly, self-determination theory argues that intrinsic motivation is critical. Again, how do you get that intrinsic motivation? By actually celebrating yourself and putting forth, when you are able to master something, celebrating that and saying, oh yes, there it is. Okay, so now I can do more and more and more of that. The other thing that really is important with building your, so there are certain things that you can do to help build your internal motivation. Number one, and I talk about this all the time, and I think it is so important, especially in with what's going on today in the world in general, is self-compassion. It is really being compassionate to yourself. When we catch ourselves ending up in judgment mode, it's really catching it, figuring out ways to be kinder to ourselves, you know, recognize that we're not alone, we can ask for support, and it's the practice of being mindful. You know, again, meditation is more a deep rest of the body. Mindfulness is just getting present in your current moment. It's about leaving the past in the past, not getting stuck future tripping and trying to solve all the problems of the future that may or may not happen. It's about being here and now, what is right in front of me. Another way to build our internal motivation is to ask for support when we need it. You know, recognizing, because that's part of even just building resiliency. It's really about how do we ask for help when we need it? How do we surround ourselves with the people who support us? How do we stay in an environment that supports our growth? Another way to build our internal motivation is by goal setting. It's about setting, you know, yes, you're going to set these larger goals for yourself, but then it's how do you break those down into these smaller, more palatable goals that you can meet each day or each week, so that you can feed off of the positive emotions that come along with succeeding at those things. It's like when your little child is learning how to walk, they don't just get up and, or learning how to run, they don't get up and just run right away. They get up and they stumble a few times, but then they also get really excited and we clap really loudly when they take a few steps, and then they take a few more steps and a few more steps. And all of that is internally driven because they had those positive emotions when they started taking those first few steps. And that's why, again, I said it before and I'll say it again, celebrating yourself is so important, big or small. So important to take the time to recognize what you have accomplished each day. I know a lot of us have our to-do lists, and at the end of the day, we look at all the things we haven't done. It's really a challenge, but we have to start looking at the things we did get done during that day and really take the time to acknowledge ourselves for, yeah, we may not have gotten to the 20 things on our list, but we got to 5, and it's great that we got to those 5, and from those 5, we can build on it. And again, that feeds into your internal motivators. The other two things are gratitude and forgiveness. Gratitude, just automatically, when we are grateful and we really express our gratitude for the things we've done, who we are, who's in our life, what we have, all of those things, they raise our vibration and inevitably increase our ability to stay motivated from the inside out. And then finally, forgiveness. Forgiveness of others who may have not shown up the way that we wanted them to, but it's also forgiveness of self. It's forgiveness when we don't do the things as perfectly as we wanted to, or we may have quote unquote messed up something. It's about recognizing what we've learned from the situation, forgiving ourselves for being human, because you know what? Here we are. We're human. There is no perfection. We are constantly evolving, and that's what this is about. Growth, learning, and moving forward. So it's about forgiving ourselves. So it's really when we are thinking about how do I stay motivated? It's really about recognizing how you can build that internal drive rather than the external drive. And it goes back to what I said at the very beginning, which is I'm all about helping people really work from the inside out, letting go of those external validations, letting go of those external expectations. Motivation is the same thing. If we are constantly looking for those external motivators, eventually it dies out because those external things we don't have control over. They can be there today and gone tomorrow. What we can do is control how we react to situations and how we feel about ourselves and really how we see ourselves. And when we can be compassionate to ourselves and we can celebrate ourselves, we end up building our internal motivators. And that's how we can help stay motivated. If you would like support or would like to talk about what's happening and what's alive for you and going on for you, feel free to reach out. You can always book a time to speak with me at chatwithcommony.com, or feel free to visit my website at commonywood.com. And until next time, I'm Commony Wood.
Thanks for listening to Rise Up. Always remember your uniqueness and the gift that you bring to this world. Life happens for you, not to you.